Hi, and welcome to today's episode, which is all about how to finish writing your novel. And believe it or not, the key to finishing your novel is to set yourself a deadline. So let's find out why. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where we teach beginner writers how to find the time and the confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm very excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, then this is the place to be. Think of this as your weekly dose of encouragement, of hand-holding, and general cheerleading as you figure out how you're going to write your first novel. Trust me, as a mum of three young kids, I know how tricky it can be to tuck some time aside for yourself on a regular basis. And even when you do find that spare 5 minutes, you can feel so overwhelmed that no writing gets done. Trust me, I have been there, but this podcast is going to help you in practical ways, because once a week I'll be delivering an episode that gives you steps to building a writing routine, encouragement to build your confidence, and cheerleading until you reach the end. Okay, let's start. So you have had a dream for years now that you want to write a novel. Lots of ideas have flitted in and out of your head, and finally one has stuck and you think, this could be it. This could be the big idea that's going to get finished and going to get me published. The trouble is, life keeps getting in the way. You find it hard to stay consistent, to get to your desk on a regular basis and ensure you reach the end. So how can you break the cycle? How can you push past your own inconsistencies and your own insecurities and finally write that last sentence? Well, the answer is to give yourself a deadline. Now, you might think that deadlines are just for published authors who have agents and editors, but I can assure you that this is not the case. I can assure you that if you want to finish your book, you need to give yourself a deadline. Now, that doesn't mean telling yourself that you need to finish it in the next 6 months. It could be that you finish it in the next 4 years, but either way, you have to have a date in mind from which you can work back. But why is it important? Well, even if you're just starting out, you do want to set yourself up for success. Writing a novel it's not an easy thing to do. It takes time, it takes dedication, and above all, it takes consistency. And I know that consistency is something a lot of new writers struggle with. If that is you, you are not alone. It's certainly something in the early days I really struggled with, definitely. I kept letting life get in the way. I didn't take my writing seriously and I did not set myself a deadline. You know, you're trying to juggle a million things in a busy week, and trying to make the time for writing, it can feel so, so hard. But what I want you to do is to think of yourself as a professional, even if you don't feel it. Some people work really, really well under pressure and so might set themselves that deadline of 6 months in which to finish their first draft. You might be a little bit more like me and you do not thrive under a strict deadline, but you do work well when you have an end date to work towards. And that's because having an end date, having a deadline, it gives your project a feeling of momentum, of continuum. It feels like you have something to work towards, at the end of which you can reward yourself with a job well done. Lindsay Baroker, she is a prolific and highly successful author. She has now, you know, she's published many, many books. She writes cross-genre as well, but it's mostly within the realm of sort of fantasy and epic fantasy and space opera. And I found out recently that before she set herself the goal of getting published, she never finished a single novel. So up until that point, she'd never finished a single novel, but she said once she made the commitment to herself that she was going to publish her book, once she gave herself a deadline to get that book published, then she finished her first draft. Then she finished the second draft. Then she published the book and she went on to write her second book. And as I mentioned briefly earlier, she is prolific and she has now published well over 50 books. A lot. She's got a big wide catalogue there and she's now a six-figure author, so she earns a very good income from it. And it was the same to a degree. I wish I was a six-figure author. I am not. But it was the same for me in that when I first started writing, all I wanted to do was finish my first draft. So that was the first deadline I set myself, was just to finish the first draft. Because like Lindsay, I had never completed a project before then. But, you know, maybe like you, I had three or four unfinished novels sitting on my computer, but I'd never set myself the deadline. And as a result, I'd never actually finished the full draft. And what frustrates me now when I look back is that at least one of those stories was good and I did make really good progress with it, but the storyline got a bit tricky, got to that point where I was having to pull lots of threads together and I didn't have a deadline, so I let myself stumble at that three-quarter mark. If I'd given myself a deadline, I would have been in a much better chance of reaching the finish line and getting that book out there, you know, just like Lindsay did. So a deadline can make you feel professional, and that has an impact on your psyche. So the mere fact that you have taken your writing seriously by giving yourself this deadline, just like a published writer would, immediately changes how you feel about yourself and your work. You take pride in the fact you have a deadline. You take pride in the fact that you are taking your work seriously. So take pride in the fact that you're done talking about writing the book. Now you're going to write the book. It's time for action. And only you really can set that bar for yourself, because the truth is that nobody else is going to take your writing seriously until you do. And this was certainly a hard lesson for me to learn. It took quite a while for it to sink in. Where I used to live, I used to go to a cafe when my daughter was at playgroup, and I would go to a cafe nearby while she was playing and I would write. And a local journalist I used to bump into him at the cafe, and he'd see me there scribbling away with my pen and paper week after week, and eventually kind of asked me, you know, what are you doing? What are you writing? And I was really embarrassed because, you know, this guy was a journalist, and to a published journalist, and to me at this time, you know, he was a proper, in quotes, writer. And I kind of mumbled something, you know, so, oh, I'm doing a bit of creative writing, you know. And he was the first person to say to me, you know, don't diminish what you're doing. Don't mumble it like that. I see you here every week and you're writing, and that means that you are a writer. And I was mortified. I was so embarrassed to have somebody say this to me, because I didn't feel worthy of the title writer. I didn't feel like I was a writer because I hadn't published anything. I hadn't even had a short story published in a magazine. So how on earth could I take on that title of writer? And it took me a long time to own that word. But once I did own that word and was able to say it with pride and with conviction, then others took me seriously too. And when they took me seriously, there was this lovely sort of karmic circle of confidence that emerged. Because I had put out my belief in myself, they in turn believed me, and that increased the belief I held in myself and the belief that I held that I could write a novel. And it was this beginning, a shift of mindset. Now, mindset is one of those words that it's bandied around all over the place these days. And I have to admit that at one time, I really did poo-poo the concept as a bit of mumbo-jumbo. But I eat my words now, because I really have experienced firsthand how changing my mindset, it changed my behaviour, and then it changed the outcomes in my life. And the biggest example here would be I published a book. So when you change the words that you're using to describe yourself, then you're changing your opinion of yourself. And that is a really, really powerful thing. And a way to start doing this is, you know, write it in a journal. Start keeping a journal if you don't already. And in your journal, write, I am a writer. Do it. Make sure you do it. Write those words, I am a writer. And if you are at the same stage that I was at, now when you first write this, You might feel like I did. I felt really silly, and even just writing it in my journal made me feel quite embarrassed. I thought, I can't own that word. I don't, you know, that's not me. That's not who I am. I'm not a writer. But I wrote it every day, and in time I came to believe it, and in time it didn't feel so ridiculous, and it felt perfectly possible and doable. Go one step further and say it out loud. Get into your superwoman pose, you know, put your hands on your hips, your shoulders wide, and say it proudly, I am a writer. Now, again, you might feel a bit of a plonker, but in time you will ease into that new role. You'll ease into that job title that you've given yourself, and I promise you, you will feel less ridiculous saying it. And eventually you'll say it with pride. And to reiterate, you know, when you take yourself seriously as a writer, then others will take you seriously. And this confidence will feed itself into your writing practice, and you will be writing with consistency. Before you know it, you'll be excited to get back to your desk because you know this is something you want. So where are you in your writing life right now? You know, are you right at the beginning and you're feeling embarrassed to describe yourself as a writer? Are you like I was back in the day? You know, or have you taken that step forward, you know, when you're writing it down and you're saying in your journal or even just in a doodle, I am a writer? And are you getting used to calling yourself that, describing yourself in that way? Does it feel good? And if it does, you know, take that next step. Set yourself a deadline. Doesn't have to be in the next 6 months. It can be in the next 12 to 18 months. That's perfectly fine, you know, but set yourself a deadline, because imagine how amazing you are going to feel when you start seeing those words grow, when you start seeing those pages build. Not only will your pages and your words grow, but your self-belief will grow, your novel will grow, and it will get finished. It took me 5 years to write my first book because I did not set a deadline. So are you ready to write your first draft? I hope so. Please do take some action. Please set yourself a deadline. And remember, you are a writer. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope it's proved inspiring for you. Let me know how you get on, and I will speak to you again next time. Take care. Bye-bye. So there you have it. That is how you get to finish your novel. You set yourself a deadline. Easier than you thought, hey? So how are you getting on with your writing? Are you able to describe yourself as a writer yet? Or does that still feel a bit uncomfortable? Have you set yourself a deadline? If you've not, go and do it now. Give yourself that deadline so that you're giving yourself the best chance of getting to the end. Now, if you are getting a lot from this podcast series, which I really, really hope you are, you can find even more over at my Facebook group, which is also called Turning Readers into Writers. If you go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, you'll find the link there. In the group, we have lots of education, inspiration, advice, tips and hints. But we also have a weekly live Q&A, and we have guest speakers come in. And of course, we're there to be your support and your cheerleader. So go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, or go to Facebook and search Turning Readers into Writers. And I can't wait to see you in there. All right. Take care for now. Bye bye.